Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Ben Winder and today is Tuesday, December 21st. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thought on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Since this week is Christmas, we'll be reading a selection from Jeremiah, and also a selection from the familiar birth narrative in the Gospel of Luke. Let's begin in Jeremiah 31, verses 27 through 40. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the kingdom of Israel and Judah with the offspring of people and of animals, just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down and to overthrow, destroy and bring disaster. So I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. In those days, people will no longer say, 'The parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge.' Instead, everyone will die for their own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, their own teeth will be set on edge. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This is what the Lord says: He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will Israel ever cease being a nation before me. This is what the Lord says: Only if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when this city will be rebuilt for me. From the tower of Heniel to the corner gate, the measuring line will stretch from there straight to the hill of Gareb and then on to Goa, the whole valley where dead bodies and ashes are thrown, and all the terraces out to the Kidron Valley on the east, as far as the corner of the horse gate, will be holy to the Lord. The city will never again be uprooted or demolished." And now we read from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. "When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth night, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, 'No, he is to be called John.' They said to her, 'There is no one among your relatives who has that name.' Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, 'His name is John.' Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue was set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, 'What then is this child going to be?' For the Lord's hand was with him. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, 'Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, and you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And when the child grew and became strong in spirit, he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. It has been said that quite often, we can best see God's hand at work in our lives only in the rearview mirror. It can be difficult in the midst of living life to understand the way God is at work, using the situations and circumstances through which we're living to bring about divine purposes. Yet over and again, God has been proven faithful in doing just that. There is power in reading the Old Testament prophecies on this side of their fulfillment in the New Testament. What God has promised, God has brought to pass. Today's passages are a clear example of God working beyond our wildest imaginings to bring his purposes to bear. Jeremiah tells us that even while God's people were in exile, as they faced their darkest days, as hope seemed dim, even then and there, God was making promises of a new and better thing to come. Jeremiah tells them a new and better covenant is coming, one written not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. What has been broken and destroyed as a result of human sin will be rebuilt better than ever as a result of God's faithfulness. Because of God's rich love for humanity, God will become known to them like never before. Then, as we turn the page to Luke, we begin to see the first signs of the new covenant breaking forth. As Zechariah speaks, he reveals what God is up to. God is fulfilling all the promises God made through the prophets of old. The things God promised in the darkest of moments in salvation history is dawning. As Zechariah says, God is raising up a horn of salvation just as he promised to do. As people living in the age of the new covenant, God has been fully revealed and made known to us in the person of Jesus. We have seen the promises God made through the prophets of old made good. So now, even when we face darkness, we can be confident God is at work to bring about a better thing, because God has over and again been faithful to keep every promise that has been made. So we can be sure that in Christ, what is broken will be bound up, and what is lost will be found. We can be sure God is faithful because Jesus is living proof. In Christ, the promised salvation is ours. Thanks be to God.